Math. Money. Machine.
Thank you so very much for joining me, Paul Douglas Boyer, here on the Mad Money Machine, show number 16. We have got something very special today, the first ever Mad Money Machine Guru Smackdown. C2 Investment Tyson's wrestling sumo style over whose magic formula is the best. And we'll talk value investing, because after all, Jim Cramer's not just a momentum guy, he's a value guy too. Oh yeah, value investing. That's where we try to find a dollar's worth of stocks for 50 cents. Also coming up on the show, some very special tools in the crib. And you think you know how to buy a mutual fund? I'll tell you exactly how. And at the very end of the show, a list of all the action items that you need to take if you're going to be an active listener of the Mad Money Machine. Start your engines. The traders are all lined up in the first ever Mad Money Machine Com Investment Guru Challenge. Think you can pick the stocks? Well, become an investment guru. Or you just want to learn to invest? Play for free in the Mad Money Machine Com Investment Guru Challenge. The fun starts April 3rd, but latecomers are most certainly welcomed to play. And hey, you might have an advantage. I'll be competing under the name Mad Money Machine Com. Now, why am I saying Mad Money Machine Com instead of MadMoneyMachine.com? Simply because the service that runs the game didn't allow me to put a dot in the name. So see if you can pick stocks better than I can. If you go out to the MadMoneyMachine.com website, in there you will see a link, and if you click on that link, that will take you to the sign up page for the Zax Simulator. Then join the Mad Money Machine Com game. The game runs through 2006, but we will check the progress regularly throughout the year. The winners with the most money will be crowned Investment Guru, and their name will be added to the Mad Money Machine Guru Roulette Wheel. Go sign up and see if you can make more money than me.
This show doesn't provide any investment advice. I am really just telling you what other people have said. Do your own homework before spending any money.
Allow me to break it all the way down for you on how to do value investing. Benjamin Graham, the grandfather of value investing, and Phil Town, the new kid in town about value investing, both say to buy a dollar's worth of stock for 50 cents. Well, how in the world do you figure out how much a stock is worth? First of all, we look at a 10-year horizon for the company that we're interested in. Of course, Phil Town talks about using those four M's to figure out which company we're interested in, meaning management, moat, and margin of safety. First thing you do is you find the company you're interested in, then you look up its current earnings per share number, say for the past year. Let's say that our company, XYZ, its ticker symbol, earned $1.89 per share. We want to estimate the growth rate of XYZ's earnings per share year over year for the next 10 years. We can look at its average growth rate over the past 10 years, going out to moneycentral.msn.com, for example. We can look at its return on investment capital to see what its growth rate has been there. Or we could just look up other analysts' estimates of its growth rate over the next 5 to 10 years. So let's say that we think XYZ is going to grow 14% per year on average for the next 10 years. We take that $1.89 in earnings that we had this last year with XYZ, and we grow it at 14% per year. And what's the big dummy's way of calculating a compounded growth? Well, get out your calculator. Let's say we want to grow that $1.89 at 14% a year. You poke in 1.89 times 1.14, that's our 14%. Then you hit the equal key 10 times for 10 years. If you got one of those good calculators that keeps multiplying by the last number you entered, then it'll keep multiplying whatever number's in there by 14%. You just do that 10 times, and that gets you real close to that $7 mark. So in 10 years from now, XYZ, if it grows at 14% a year, it should basically be $7 per share a year in earnings. Now let's look at the average price-to-earnings ratio of the stock. XYZ has been at about 20 price-earnings ratio for the last few years. We'll assume that it will be at about a 20 PE ratio in about 10 years also. Price-to-earnings ratio, the price of the stock divided by the earnings per share, would be about 20. Well, we take that number, the PE of 20, and we multiply it by that $7 of earnings. Earnings per share multiplied by price divided by earnings equals price per share. This is seventh grade math, folks. Not too hard. So the $7 times the 20 PE means that 10 years from now, that stock should be about $140. What should it be today? Well, Phil Town says we want to get about 15% a year on our investments. And we know that if you grow something at 15% a year, that's two doublings. It's four times. So we divide 140 by four, and that equals the stock price today of $35. And since we want to pay only 50 cents on the dollar, we take that in half again, and it's $17.50. So what we're looking for is to buy XYZ for $17.50. And if we can do that, we're pretty confident that we're at least going to grow at 15% a year, and we've got a big margin of safety in case something weird happens. That, my friends, is value investing. Have you entered yourself into the Great Bull Giveaway? You know what I'm talking about. Yes, when you watch Mad Money, you see Jim Cramer taking these red rubber bulls and throwing them and biting their heads off and sometimes even slicing them in half. I'm giving one of those away. And all you need to do is go out to the MadMoneyMachine.com website. You see a picture of the bull there. Click it. Enter your name and email address. You will be sent a password for registration to the MadMoneyMachine.com website. Enter that password, and you'll be registered to win the highly coveted Mad Money Bull. I will be announcing the winner in an upcoming show. I'll give the winner 10 days from the release of the show to respond. The way that you would respond back to me, by the way, is to just to enter a comment into the posting for that show. That way I know it's you that's responding to the call. And for those of you that have already entered the contest, thanks for entering. Why not be a participant of the MadMoneyMachine.com website and add whatever comments that you might have to any of the show postings, the show notes out there, the notes, the postings on the website. If you've got ideas on the show, for example, things that you'd like to hear me talk about on the Mad Money Machine, if you have other comments about Jim Cramer and his stock picks, if you've got investment ideas for the Portfolio Challenge, all are welcome. I thrive on your feedback, so give generously. And by the way, contrary to what I said on the last show, Zax does email spam you. But they give you a way to unsubscribe at the bottom of the email message. Hopefully that works. So sorry about that. This week's tool in the crib is not just a tool. It's a whole tool crib. Financialcalculators.com, and particularly the consumer calcs section. All kinds of pop-up calculators. For example, what is the value of compound interest? You can do your own comparison there of the 8% versus 7% return. Or even if you like, the rule number one's 15% return. You can pop up a calculator on what it takes to become a millionaire. There's a calculator that says, should I convert discretionary expenses to savings? Now, what does that mean? It says, it may surprise you how much you can accumulate for retirement simply by foregoing a few luxuries, such as a one-time purchase of a boat or cabin, or trimming back recurring monthly expenses, such as eating out, movies, magazine subscriptions, cable TV programming, video rentals, vending machines, etc. Use this calculator to determine how much you could accumulate for retirement by saving instead of spending. There are calculators comparing a Roth IRA to a traditional IRA. There's even a Roth 401k versus a traditional 401k. Wow, new stuff. You can see a difference between the taxable versus tax-advantaged savings and things like risk tolerance calculations. All kinds of tools out there. Even beyond investments, such as insurance and home and mortgage, credit, college, cash flow, tool upon tool, you'll get lost in all the pop-up tools that are available at financialcalculators.com. You'll see a link to this at the madmoneymachine.com tools page. It's like going to Home Depot on a shopping spree. It's all free. Financialcalculators.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a very special event. Are you ready to rumble? It's the first ever Mad Money Machine Guru Smackdown! In this corner, wearing a blue blazer and an open-collared shirt, it is the little book that beats the market author, Joel Greenblatt! And in this corner, wearing a white button-up shirt and a blue and red classic rep tie, he's got a case against efficient markets, Robert Hunger! Yeah, forget about spinning the guru wheel this week. We've got a full-fledged guru smackdown going on. Greenblatt says he beats Hagen. Hagen says he beats Greenblatt. Well, Joel Greenblatt, as you know, is the author of the little book that beats the market. And in that little book, he talks about Professor Hagen and his sophisticated model using 71 factors that supposedly help predict how stocks will do in the future. These 71 factors evaluate stocks based on risk, liquidity, financial structure, profitability, price history, and an analyst's estimates. Greenblatt goes on to say, we decided to test Hagen's model to see whether it worked for large capitalization stocks. It did. The results were quite spectacular, he says. He said the market average for the large cap universe over a 10-year period was 9.38%. But buying the highest-ranked stocks based on Hagen's 71-factor model returned almost 23%. And then he says, of course, though these results were great, the magic formula did better. Greenblatt says over the same 10-plus-year period, the highest-ranked stocks based on the magic formula returned 24.25%. There's an article in Barron's magazine this past week called The Little Book's Little Flaw. You can find it at quantitativeinvestments.com/barrons.pdf, or you can get a link to it from my website, madmoneymachine.com. The Barron's article says that Hagen tested the magic formula on the largest 1,000 U.S. stocks for the 6 years from 1996 to 2002, and over that period, the little book that beats the market reported average returns of 16.4%. On Hagen's data, however, the magic formula returned just 10% annually. That still beat the S&P 500, which had only 4% for the same period. But Hagen's model would have returned 17%. Of Greenblatt, Hagen said, "His formula is not very magical." Hagen tested some other two-factor models similarly designed to find profitable companies selling cheaply. He found several pairs that would have beaten the magic formula on Hagen's data set. A combination of earnings yield and profit margin would have averaged 19% annually, for example, while Hagen's 65-factor model would have averaged 24.5%. Well, you can see all the results at quantitativeinvestment.com. I'll have a link to that. The good news is, either way, we win. I think no matter how we beat the S&P 500, beating the S&P 500 is wonderful. What's this? Another tool in the crib. A twofer on the Mad Money Machine show number 16. It's the ValueInvestorsClub.com. Now, I talked about Joel Greenblatt. Well, he started this ValueInvestorsClub.com website back in 2001. And it is an exclusive online club where top investors share their best ideas. It is apparently limited to only 250 people. Can submit their ideas into the Value Investors Club. But you can be a guest and access their ideas on a 90-day or 45-day delay if you sign up. Every week, they select the best idea and give the winner $5,000. And you're limited to submitting only 6 ideas per year per person and a minimum of 2 ideas per year per person. Well, I went out and took a look and found an interesting restaurant play out there called Kona Grill. I haven't bought any shares of that yet, but I think the idea of having an exclusive Value Investors Club is quite interesting. So head on out to ValueInvestorsClub.com and have a look. See what all those investment gurus have to say. As with every tool I've given you so far, this one's free. On Mad Money last Tuesday, March 28th, Jim said, "A lot of people out there are claiming Cramer is a momentum player." And then he hits the House of Pain and Man Out Window buttons. "Don't buy that. As much as I love it when people talk about me behind my back, that's just wrong. Cramer isn't a momentum player. Cramer be flexible." And then he said, "I like to buy momentum when it can make me money. But I also like to buy value when it can make me money. I frankly only believe in what's working." So I've been thinking about value investing as it relates to Jim Cramer's stock picks. It featured stock picks on his show. And I'm wondering, maybe it'd be an interesting exercise to take the stocks that he picks on his show and run them through this little value calculation scenario to see what we come up with. I'm going to try to do that for some stocks and then put those answers out on the website instead of belaboring the math again for you on this audio program. So out on the madmoneymachine.com website, you will see some of the featured stocks that Jim has brought up you know, estimating their earnings per share growth rate, looking at their average price to earnings ratios, and tried to pick the sticker price and margin of safety price that you should pay for those stocks. I think it'll be an interesting exercise in any case. Even if we don't come up with any that meet the margin of safety price, at least we'll have an idea of what the fair value price or the sticker price of those stocks might possibly be. Hey, coming up on the New Money segment, I'm going to talk about some things you need to know when you buy a mutual fund. Even you experts are going to learn something here, so stay tuned. Okay, so you've decided you don't want to buy an exchange-traded fund, and you don't want to have to pay the commission every single time you buy into an exchange-traded fund. So you want to go buy a mutual fund. And of course you want to buy a no-load mutual fund, which is the kind of mutual fund that doesn't charge you any money for buying into the fund. And the other, of course, is that you want to find a mutual fund that has a low expense ratio. When do you buy a mutual fund? Here's what you do. Find an exchange-traded fund that closely matches the mutual fund that you're interested in. For example, if you're interested in, say, the Vanguard REIT mutual fund, which goes by the ticker symbol VGSIX, then throughout the day or throughout several days, watch the corresponding Vanguard ETF with the ticker symbol VNQ. That's the exchange-traded fund for the Vanguard REIT. So find the corresponding exchange-traded fund that you're interested in and watch its charts. On a day that that exchange-traded fund is going down, that's the day you want to buy into your mutual fund. And you want to buy just before 4 o'clock. Let's say you might buy between 3 and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That way, at least you know that it has been higher, and it gives you the comfort of knowing that at least at one time, people were willing to pay a higher price for that collection of stocks. So, in the portfolio smackdown, Jim Cramer's portfolio, we purchased Motorola as our technology play. We still have the speculative play open, so if you got any ideas, send them my way. Your action items are to look at the tools page and find out about more about those two tools we talked about this time. Register to win the bull. Also, enter the Mad Money Machine Com Portfolio Challenge. Click the subscribe with iTunes link and write a review of the Mad Money Machine out on iTunes. Help design a new MadMoneyMachine.com logo. Buy the Rule Number One book and send me feedback either through email or voicemail or call me at 20MP3 for iPod. This is Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money and it takes stock to make a Mad Money Machine. See you next time.
You've been listening to Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine. Some music played on this program was made possible by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Mad Money Machine is not affiliated with Jim Cramer, CNBC, Real Money, TheStreet.com, or anyone else, really. I may have long or short positions on some or all of the investments discussed on this show. Although the information discussed on this program is believed to be reliable, neither I nor the sponsors of this program make any representations or warranties whatsoever as to its accuracy or completeness. Nor do we assess, verify, or guarantee the suitability or profit of any particular investment, and you should not rely solely upon this program for purposes of transacting securities or other investments. Opinions expressed by me and any of my guests are current opinions only and subject to change without notice. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time for more of Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine.